threats against weather radar sites in Oklahoma, the city of Guymon is dealing with a water emergency, and a look back at the 5 years since the landmark McGirt decision. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, July 9th. I'm Deborah Shar. An Oklahoma City Television news station's weather radar was vandalized this week. As Anna Pope reports, an anti-government militia group is taking responsibility.
Security video footage shows an individual damaging News 9's next-gen live weather radar in Oklahoma City, temporarily knocking it offline. The news outlet says an anti-government militia, Veterans on Patrol, is claiming responsibility and targeting Oklahoma radars, believing the government is controlling the weather. News 9 Chief Meteorologist David Payne says that's not grounded in reality.
I wish it were that easy. I wish we could turn it on and say, oh, let's make that tornado go away. But our weather radar and all of the weather radars in the U.S. are built strictly to inform and warn the public and to keep the public safe.
A National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration spokesperson says the agency is aware of the threats against radar sites and is working with authorities to monitor the situation. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anna Pope.
Nearly 4 months under a water emergency proclamation, the city of Guymon is facing another setback. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports a critical water supply well failed Monday, and it could take up to 2 weeks until repairs are completed.
City Manager Michael Shannon urged residents to conserve water as city employees will be on alert to prevent waste, according to an email. The original March 17th water emergency proclamation was issued after the source of excess nitrate in the water system was identified in one of the city's wells. The city is already limiting outdoor watering and water usage deemed non-essential. Guymon Mayor Kim Peterson says these restrictions will lessen once the city's new water field is completed.
And then when we get to that, we'll have 6 wells out there, and we'll be able to keep up with the local demand without having to hopefully impose restrictions on what you do with water.
Peterson says the field is expected to be completed in about 18 months. In Norman, I'm Audrey McClure.
The tax and spending mega bill signed by President Donald Trump on July 4th includes deep cuts to renewable energy tax credits. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on what that means for Oklahoma's energy landscape.
Wind and solar companies have until the end of 2027 to plug into the grid to get the tax credit currently in place. That means developers will need to power through regulatory hurdles and quickly win public support if they want the incentive. Kyla McNabb is a longtime renewable energy consultant and executive administrator of the state nonprofit Oklahoma Renewable Energy Council. She says the state's clean energy progress will likely slow under the bill's policies.
What this bill has done has essentially yanked the rug out from under projects in development.
Meanwhile, the oil and gas industry is celebrating. The bill creates a more friendly environment for producers through bigger tax incentives and more land leases for drilling. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Tribes across Oklahoma are recognizing today's anniversary of the landmark McGirt decision. Katie Hallam reports on what's changed in the last half decade after the decision.
5 years ago today, in a stunning move, 5 out of 4 U.S. Supreme Court justices voted in favor of Oklahoma's tribal nations in McGirt v. Oklahoma. The original case stemmed from Seminole citizen Jimsy McGirt, who was tried and convicted in a state court. The Muscogee Nation argued the case should have been theirs to handle, as it occurred on their land. The justices agreed, reestablishing reservations in eastern Oklahoma and affirming the tribe's power over their own land and people. Since then, the decision has solidified tribal sovereignty, changed the political landscape of Oklahoma, and emboldened the tribes to fight for treaty jurisdiction. But the battle isn't over yet, as questions continue to arise over lingering jurisdictional caveats. In Oklahoma City, I'm Katie Hallam.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.